federal criminal cases against President-elect Donald Trump dismissed.
The Justice Department and Special Counsel Jack Smith today filed the papers to drop two cases against him.
It's a first-in-history development in U.S. law.
Well, it's incredibly unusual. The entire number of indictments against the president-elect is beyond any kind of comparison to what's happened before.
Today is Monday, November 25th, and this is The Issue from VOA. Hi, everyone. I'm Lori London.
And I'm Scott Walterman. A major development in the two criminal federal trials against Donald Trump. Special Counsel Jack Smith on Monday moved to dismiss the cases against Trump for allegedly conspiring to overturn the results of the 2020 election and also his part in the illegal documents case. We get more now from Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Justice Department is asking federal judges to dismiss two cases against President-elect Donald Trump. The department is abandoning both its election interference and classified documents cases against Trump. Department prosecutors are citing longstanding guidance that a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. And right, the Constitution requires the cases be dismissed before Trump is inaugurated. Both moves were expected after Trump's election win, and his spokesman calls them a major victory for the rule of law. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yeah, Scott. I mean, you know, these are definitely expected, but still stunning turn of events. The whole dang dong dang.
You're not wrong. There's no other way to describe it. I mean, I know it sounds silly, but we've never seen anything like this in the United States. It's just really, it's you have to wrap your head around it every time something happens in this case.
I mean, from the January 6th committee reporting and hearings to, you know, the criminal charges filed against the former president and, you know, just then running for re-election and then winning. I mean, this has just been a part of a series of events these past 4 years, like really nothing, like you said, we've never really experienced. A former president charged with trying to overturn an election, separately facing charges of illegally withholding classified documents, and then being reelected. And now this. Let's unpack all of it. Joining us now is Harold J. Krent, professor of law at Chicago Kent College of Law.
Thank you so much for being able to join us and talk about this.
My pleasure.
So another extraordinary moment in a series of extraordinary moments in both of these cases, case on the January 6th insurrection and trying to overturn the election, and the documents case in Palm Beach. The special counsel has asked both to be dismissed. What are your thoughts?
Well, he's asked President Trump to be dismissed from both cases. But the documents case will continue because there are other defendants in that case, and there's an important legal issue that's on appeal, namely whether or not the Attorney General violated the Appointments Clause by appointing a special counsel, and that if the special counsel is an officer of the United States, then the Senate must be able to consent or advise on the appointment. So for that issue is still live. That issue will continue. And indeed, President Trump's alleged co-conspirator will still possibly stand trial in the documents case. But as for January 6th, Jack Smith bowed to the longtime Department of Justice policy that there be no prosecutions of a sitting president, no matter how grave. And so we ask that the case be dismissed, and it is very, very unlikely to be revived even after a four-year term in office.
They did file papers in the Palm Beach case asking the case to stay on appeal, but they did withdraw Donald Trump from the suit.
It's a consistent policy in both cases. The special counsel decided to confirm his actions with DOJ precedent and decided to dismiss President Trump from both cases. That doesn't suggest that we've seen the end of this. Jack Smith is likely to write a full report, perhaps some kind of information excised in terms of privilege, but full report about what he viewed the evidence in the case and presumably how damning it was against the current, well, president-to-be.
What happens to all the other people that are involved, been either charged or already serving time, as far as this case goes?
So Jack Smith's move does not affect either the indictments against other individuals for the insurrection on January 6th, nor does it affect the people who have been convicted of the attempted obstruction of the ballot counting on that day. However, President Trump has said that he will likely pardon those or most of those who engaged in the insurrection on January 6th. And so that's to be seen, and he has the power then to order the attorney general or to request the attorney general to dismiss the indictments of those that are pending.
You know, it occurred to me shortly after the news broke, we're just past the 50-year mark of Watergate, when lawmakers from both parties, Democrats and Republicans, forced President Nixon out of office for essentially similar crimes, obstruction of justice, at least in the documents case. And President-elect Trump ran. Everybody knew what had happened. They knew what the allegations were. They voted anyway to return him to office. He won. And these charges are being dismissed and likely will not be brought back against him because I think the statute of limitations runs out in the middle of the term, right?
Yeah, I mean, there is a slight argument that the statute should be tolled because of the fact that the case was dismissed because of this, the intervening election of the president and the policy of not continuing investigation or prosecution against the sitting president. It's unlikely to be revived, but that's Jack Smith left open that possibility, which is a thin reed. But I think your juxtaposition of this with Watergate is an important one. Both Democrats and Republicans were sort of horrified by President Nixon's seeming brazen obstruction of justice, and they turned their back on him. And, you know, in contrast, President Trump is elected for a second term. So it really is a sharp contrast.
What about all the documents, all the evidence that Jack Smith has? Is the public going to actually be able to see what his evidence was? Because he says that this decision is not based on, you know, the strength of the case. And I know that is of great public interest. Will the public see any or all of it?
My strong hunch is that at least in the January 6th case, there will be a report outlining probably not all, but most of the evidence that Jack Smith has collected as a special prosecutor. The reason why we won't see the evidence on the documents case is because the trial will continue on with in terms of his other individuals. And so he wouldn't want to show his hand with respect to that information until there's a possible trial. But it'll be another report. It'll be different than the congressional report that we saw after January 6th. But there'll be large overlaps of information between that which has already been disclosed by the congressional investigation and that which the prosecutor himself has obtained.
How is it that Jack Smith is going to be able to continue with the other people that are charged in that case if President-elect Trump is vowing to fire Jack Smith?
Right, correct. So the prosecution will continue for now, and that's already been halted. It's been halted for the 11th Circuit to review the grounds of dismissal by the Eileen Cannon, who is a district court judge in that case. So what he is signaling is he would like the 11th Circuit to answer the question about the propriety of the appointment of the special counsel by the attorney general before President Trump takes over. And it is possible that the 11th Circuit might decide the case even after President Trump is in power because it is an important issue. It is recurring. And so even if the individuals will never see jail those who allegedly helped President Trump obstruct the documents request. Nonetheless, the legal principle is important enough that they may decide the case. And so clearly, Jack Smith wants sending a signal to the 11th Circuit to decide on the propriety of the dismissal of the indictment, even though he recognizes that all the individuals will eventually, well, not just President Trump, but those who allegedly helped him hide the documents will not be punished in this case.
In reference to Lori's question previously, the special prosecutor by law has to write a report to the attorney general, and thus far, the current attorney general has made all of that public. So it's likely we'll see most of the case against President-elect Trump in the insurrection case. Yes?
Absolutely. I mean, again, there may be some issues of privilege that won't be disclosed, some confidential information that the special counsel obtained, and they may decide not to disclose that. But I think the vast bulk of the report will be disclosed in the public. And again, it will mirror that filed in the Congressional Investigation Committee. But there will be some differences, and they'll probably be damning to the current president, well, president-elect.
Historically, over the course of the country, how unusual is all of this?
Well, it's incredibly unusual. The entire number of indictments against the president-elect is, you know, beyond any kind of comparison to what's happened before. Obviously, the two state prosecutions theoretically may continue, but not anytime soon. And the fact that the public, in essence, saved President Trump from facing the piper with respect to the alleged misdeeds, both in terms of, most importantly, the so-termed insurrection on January 6th, but also the brazen effort to hide the documents legally requested by the Biden administration, the classified document case. So this is an unprecedented turn of events, but it's been just towards the tail end of a series of sort of amazing developments in on all fronts.
Hmm. Professor Krenick, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this.
All right, take care and happy holidays.
Harold J. Krent, professor of law at Chicago Kent College of Law.
Well, there you have it, Lori. I mean, you know, he kind of sums it up. It's been like a roller coaster for 4 years.
Yep.
You know what they say? There's this saying that they have, elections have consequences. And in this case, the consequence was this.
Right.
Yeah.
The president, the future, former and future president, charged with very serious federal crimes. And now the American people have spoken. And so those charges are dismissed. And so who knows what's to come in the future? A lot of legal minds will be talking about this for a long time.
No doubt. It takes a lot to, just like you said earlier, the American people voted. They said they didn't care in the way they voted. And this is where we are now.
You've been listening to The Issue from the Voice of America.
On behalf of everyone here at VOA, thank you so much for joining us.
You can follow The Issue on X and Facebook at VOA The Issue. And for news 24/7, just visit our website at voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. We'll talk to you tomorrow.